The Milwaukee Democrat used a scenic blufftop farm in western Wisconsin to outline his agricultural agenda. It includes lifting barriers so thousands of farmers could qualify for the state's health insurance program known as Badger Care. There would also be state loan and tax credit programs designed to help young farmers buy a family farm and encourage farm modernization. Barrett says he's trying to protect the future of the $20 billion a year farm economy.
This is a mechanism for allow us to, in essence, replant the farmers, if you will, and have the next generation of farmers ready and have access to the capital. Because we would be taking advantage of the state's ability to borrow money at a lower rate of interest, it really is not an expensive program. It's just setting up the mechanism so we've got it there so that farmers can come in and modernize.
The plan is estimated to cost $11 million a year, something Barrett calls economically responsible and doable in tough financial times. Will Beitlich runs a farm 10 miles south of La Crosse. He wants his son to take over the farm that's been in his family 135 years. Beitlich says Barrett's plan would be a shot in the arm for farmers who haven't seen much help lately from Wisconsin government.
I think the whole state in the last two decades has maybe promoted tourism, but it wasn't agritourism. It had nothing to do with agriculture, just plain tourism of the state. And here we walk around with license plates that say America's Dairyland, and we just virtually ignore the farmer.
Barrett's loan program is based on one in neighboring Minnesota. John Davis, Wisconsin Public Radio.